This episode is brought to you by Rockstar Energy Drink. Be honest, are you procrastinating by listening to this podcast? It's okay. You just need Rockstar Focus. Choose from three delicious flavors, each crafted with ingredients for an ideal energy and mental boost, like Lion's Mane, 200 milligrams of caffeine, and zero sugar. Visit rockstarenergy.com to learn more. At least 75 milligrams of caffeine has been shown to help improve attention.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
What's upset you now?
I'm leaving my gym. It's a new, a new gym, and there was an introductory offer when it first opened. That if you, the first, I think, 50 people, you don't need to do this. Basically, they're charging me to leave.
What?
I stopped my direct debit. So they've just sent an email through saying, oh, we see you've stopped your direct debit. That's fine. You can leave at any time, but there is a cancellation fee. So there's a joining fee and a leaving fee. You got to pay on the way in and on the way out. What the hell is that all about?
I've never heard of that.
I know. Well, no, there are. I mean, this is a thing, isn't it? The worst one is Virgin Media. Have you ever been with Virgin Media?
No.
If you ever leave, they try and charge you £150 to leave.
I'm so confused.
Yeah, so am I. Confused is one way of putting it. Pissed off is another one. And the way he worded it as well, he sort of came back and he said, oh, look, you know, if you'd like to come into the club and pay us, that way you can avoid the £20 charge that our debt collectors would... So I emailed back saying, sorry, just to be clear, are you threatening me with debt collectors? And the whole thing is, like, they keep sending out all these sort of emails about, you know, come and exercise, it's great for your mental health. I'll tell you what's not good for my mental health, threatening debt collectors. If you're that fucking worried about my mental health, stop threatening to send the bailiffs round.
And as well, don't worry about my mental health, you're a gym. Worry about my actual health.
You take my brain out and get it to start doing sit-ups.
But what happens if you don't... What I don't understand, if you don't pay it, you're just trapped in it. Can't you just leave?
I have just left. I've emailed them back and said, I am not paying this.
Of course you have. Of course you have.
Yeah.
I would pay it.
No, sorry. Just to give you the full picture of what's happened, right?
Okay.
So my wife was one of the first people to join. So she's got this £22 a month membership, right? I joined after. It's £35 a month. My wife can no longer be a member of the gym.
Hang on, why are you £35?
Because it was an incentive for the first like 100 or 50 people that joined. If you are one of the first people to join, you will get this lower rate, right?
Okay, yeah.
I was a member somewhere else at that time. She wasn't. She's like, I'm going to join this new gym, 22, blah, blah, blah. So she said, it's actually quite good. I joined up. This is before I knew what arseholes they were. violent thugs. So I've joined up, £35.99 and up. So what I have proposed, which I think is reasonable, is I've said, look, my wife doesn't want to continue the membership. I will continue if you switch my membership over to the £22.99 a month one. Right?
I can't, only you would try and like hustle a gym.
What's 150 quid a year?
I love it. You just like, don't go to the gym then.
What do you mean, don't go to the gym? That's not a valid argument.
Who hustles with the gym? I'll come. Surely not. I'll come to your gym if you make it £22 a month. Like, what are you talking? You can't do that with a gym. Go into a gym. How much is £70 a month? Just slide a tenner on the cash desk. That's what I'm giving.
Oh, man. That reminds me of when I was in France with one of my mates. And it was definitely the line of the holiday. After a sort of weekend on the beers, we've been over there to watch a gig. On the day we're leaving, he come out of a cafe. He goes... That cheeky prick just trying to charge me €8 for a Coke. I'll give him 3. That's 3, mate. That's all you're getting. Amazing.
No wonder we have a good reputation globally. Your mates pottering around the world. What? You're a hustler, aren't you? I bet you're always trying to blag
everywhere. No, not at all. No.
Yeah, I just think,
what's the point? If there's two memberships coming out of one household, one is £22, one is £35, and one wants to get cancelled, why would I keep the more expensive one going?
Because you're two different people. It's not like you going to the gym and you get on the treadmill and Alex starts losing weight.
No. So what? Then they're going to just take the £22 one away. They're not going to give it to someone else, are they? I've just said... I'll stay on that basis, otherwise I'm leaving and I'm not paying. I'm not paying to leave. Why would I pay to leave? You don't pay to leave the pub, do you? Sorry, you're off, mate. Okay, that'll be £5, please.
If you
want to avoid the £20 handling charge our debt collectors will enforce.
Why are you leaving, for a start? Why are you leaving the gym? No, the gym.
Why are you leaving? Because I'm not paying £35 a month for it when one of them's on 22.
But you knew this at the beginning.
No, I didn't.
Wait, hang on. Had you known that your wife was being charged less, you would...
Oh, I knew that at the beginning. Yeah.
So what are you moaning about?
I wasn't. Up until the point she decided to leave, and then I was like, well, fine. I'll have the £22 membership, and we'll cancel the £35 one, please.
I hope they get rid of you.
Oh, wow, okay. Well, you should get a job there because you've got exactly the right attitude they're looking for. I think you'd fit in rather well.
What are you going to do when you leave?
Join a different gym.
But what if that's more than 22 quid? So this is just principle.
There are other factors.
What are the other factors?
There's no swimming pool, sauna or steam, which I do like.
Oh my God, the sauna. That is a thing I cannot stand. Right, I like a sauna. You go in, right, okay, I'm self-conscious. You know how self-conscious I am. You go into the sauna, the other people seem to be extremely comfortable. So I'm always paranoid about what other people think. I've said this to you before. When people like... start rubbing their ears. And because they're in a sauna and they're sweating, it's like...
Yeah.
It's like, what are you doing, man? I'm here.
Do you like... Sorry, just to change the subject. I know, yes, it is disgusting. People are disgusting. That's
the
problem.
Do you do it? I know what you are. No, I know what you are. You're a heavy breather.
Oh, God.
You are. You're a heavy breather. You sit in the sauna and you take your flip-flops off. You're one of those. You're a flip-flop offer. Off they go. Oh, get comfortable. Don't worry about everyone else. Just there, slunched over, heavy breathing.
But why is being comfortable like a lack of worrying about everyone else?
I'm just taking your flip-flops. It's not your sauna. It's our sauna. Keep your flip-flops
on. See, this
on.
Is why. This is why it'd be nice to get rich. Rich enough to have your own sauna... steam and swimming pool. That's the dream, isn't it?
Yes.
Like having to share a sauna. It's like having to wear someone's pants.
Yes. I actually occasionally do wear a friend's pants by mistake.
You look like you've got a pair on now. That is what, if someone had to sum you up, they go, he looks like he's wearing someone else's pants. He's got a face like a man who's wearing someone else's pants.
You look like, do you know what, you look like,
here we go. I knew that one was going to come back with a bit of spin on it.
You look like you take off all your clothes before a poo. That's what you look like. You do. I can imagine it.
Do you remember that at primary school when there was sort of like, there was always one kid in your class that used to sort of wear the urinal, but he'd take his trousers and pants down?
No.
Yeah, do you not?
No.
Yeah, just go like, mate, what are you doing?
I've been in a pub before when you go in and they've got their bum out, like a bloke has his bum out.
Oh, yeah, no, this is sort of like, no,
that's a wind up.
Yeah, just like a sort of kid, like, oh, I thought this is what you did.
I bet you do, don't you?
No. The old fucking poo detective. Okay, we've called you in, Mr. McCaffrey, because we believe that on numerous occasions you have been completely derobing before defecating.
I can imagine. I'll be in
the queue. That's what the official charge would be. Derobe defecation.
I can imagine being in the cubicle next to you, not knowing you're next door, and just sort of looking down to the corner of my eye and seeing your bare hobbit feet.
I have got hobbit feet. That's the first true thing that you've said.
I can't believe...
We always go to up in Edinburgh. There's like a hotel which has got like a really fancy spa, and I go in there with a friend of ours, and every time, because there's like loads of showers, it's a really fancy spa, and they've got like these quite big sort of shower cubicles, and every time I sort of go in there when it's busy, I'll start sort of making loud sexual noises to make my mate laugh while we're in there.
What?
It's like I'll go in the shower and I'll be going,
God. Just making everyone else uncomfortable.
Yeah, exactly.
I think something seriously needs to be done about this, because I've got a weak bladder.
Yeah, I have.
You seem like you do. Do I?
God. You can't admit to having a weak bladder and then accuse the person you're talking to of looking like they have it. You've lost the argument. Just go like, I'm a bit of a prick. Are you? Yeah. You look like you're a prick. You've just told me you are one. What? How is that? You can't win an argument now, can you? Hold that ace up your sleeve.
No, but like, okay, so I've got a weak bladder, so I get caught a lot on walks. Do you?
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
It's absolutely awful. This getting... I can't believe this isn't spoken about more in Parliament. Getting charged to use the toilet. Nature is calling, and I have to pay 50p. As if I've got 50p on me. We live in a contactless world. It's 2020.
That is disgusting.
50p? What do you mean? I've got like a bag of coins, like I'm Robin Hood or something. What the fuck are you talking about? Hello, mate. Is it alright to have a wee in exchange for this goat, me lord?
In another lifetime, when I used to get the tube, obviously I don't get it anymore because I get claustrophobic, and I used to go out drinking in London.
I think that's weird.
All the time, I used to have to get off the tube for a piss. So like I'd be going, I used to live in Wood Green and I'd have been out on a night in Covent Garden. I'd get on the tube and I'd have to get off like wherever, Finsbury Park or whatever.
Would you feel comfortable weeing in one of those sort of, you know, those public, they're for men and they're sort of divided?
I'd have to be hammered.
Yeah.
Same. I would get completely naked first though.
But you would have to be hammered.
Yeah.
It's unacceptable. Isn't
they stink.
They stink. Well, the thing is, I think I've always wondered this, and then it occurred to me the other day. You know, you go in there and you hear all the awful noises.
In where?
In public toilets.
I don't go. If I'm out in London, and I've spoken to you about this before, I mean, I am always, I'll go to the poshest hotel I can find.
No, absolutely. But if, you know, I'll go into a public toilet for a wee, I wouldn't take a number two in a public toilet.
No,
but when you go in and you hear people crapping, and it always sounds sort of volcanic. And
I know.
It sounds like the apocalypse, but I realised why it is the
why
other day.
Why is that?
I know why it is. I worked it out the other day when I could hear someone crapping.
It's the acoustics.
No, what it is you only crap in a public toilet when you're that desperate, like you're ill. So the reason that it always sounds like that is because people... Yeah, that's what it is.
That is the first thing you've ever said that I've agreed with.
Yeah.
That is right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you always sort of go like... whenever you, it's one of the, that's one of those times in life where you go like, God, I'm actually quite normal and healthy. You're like, Jesus Christ. Oh, man.
Awful. Awful. Absolutely awful. It's disgusting.
Yeah, it's grim.
Yeah, anyway, that's why. But I think if we're going to be charged, like, sort it out. Clean it.
Yeah, and it's quite often, there's a correlation between the ones you have to pay for are often the most disgusting ones, aren't they? The ones at train stations.
I know. Would you pay a fight? Would you pay a fight? I was thinking about this as a sort of business to take into Dragon's Den, like a luxury public toilets where it's a fiver, but it's perfect.
If you came out with that and put your name to it, Sean Walsh's posh public toilets, you would become. Do you remember when they were talking about possibly having standing places on Ryanair?
Yeah.
Or like, they were like, oh, we're actually going to start charging you to use the toilet. Can you remember people's reaction to that?
Yes, but this is a luxury toilet. That's economy flying.
Doesn't matter.
No, it's really not like the quilted tissue.
Mate, do it. See how it goes down.
An audio book.